Welcome to the first revision podcast from Mr. Bingham. Today we're going to have a look at Nigeria. We're going to look at its importance, both internationally, globally in the world, as well as regionally. We're going to look at some of its kind of quirks and its the different cultural and political and economic aspects to this country, give you a bit of a background to it. By popular demand, there is the Geography Goat within this podcast, so enjoy that, listen out for it. He's out there somewhere.
Yay!
So the first area we're going to look at is the political aspects of its importance, its political background. Nigeria politically is an incredibly important country in Africa in the same way that Germany, for instance, is a significant player in Europe. They're a member of the African Union, which is a body of countries in Africa that work together to try and promote economic development and also peaceful coexistence, so peacekeeping missions. They're also part of ECOWAS, which is effectively the economic community of West African states. So that's where they work with their neighbours, places like Togo and Ghana, to try and make sure that they're all benefiting as much as possible from each other's economic growth. It'll be things like reducing barriers to trade, reducing the taxes each other charges on imports and exports between each other. And they're a leading player within ECOWAS. So they are, the headquarters of that organisation is based in Abuja, which is the capital of Nigeria. That's probably an important sort of general geography point to make, is the capital of Nigeria is not Lagos. That's the major city with the most number of people and the biggest economy, but they have a capital in the centre of the country called Abuja. The final thing, sort of politically, is their involvement in the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth is a collection of states, countries around the world that used to be part of the British Empire. So they have a lot of sort of political and economic links with countries like the United Kingdom, which is good for Nigeria. It builds, again, a level of importance at an international level. They're a member of the United Nations. They supply a huge number of peacekeeping troops for missions all around the world. And I think the other thing to note as well politically is they're often in the news because a number of terrorist groups have based themselves in the remoter parts of Nigeria, most notably Boko Haram, an Islamic sort of terrorist group based in the very far north of the country on the edge of the Saharan Desert. So politically, Nigeria is an important place, particularly within Africa, but increasingly within the world. The second aspect of Nigeria's importance and the way it links to the rest of the world is the social side of things. So social being people and community, and demographics, so the population. And that's where we probably should start. It has the largest population of any African country. It's 182 million people. So that's three times the size of the UK's population. It's a massive, massive country. And not only that, but many Nigerian people have actually left the country in the last 50 years. This is known as a diaspora, where people spread out to different parts of the world. Some other famous examples would be the diaspora of the Jews out of Eastern Europe during the Second World War to places like America. Well, Nigeria post-independence in the 1960s was a horrific place to live, where there were various ethnic groups basically murdering each other, and it wasn't a particularly safe place to live. There weren't very many opportunities, and people who had half a brain and some qualifications effectively fled the country. That has caused a problem for Nigeria because a lot of the cleverest, most educated people had left the country, although many of them are now looking to head back. Nigeria socially is very, very diverse. The number of different groups of Nigerian people are very high, and even the very largest group, the Yoruba people, only account for something like 26% of the total population. Huge diversity. There is Christianity, Islam, various sort of animalistic or tribal kind of religions as well. It's very, very diverse, and that is a strength. There is a lot of creativity and originality and sharing of ideas within Nigeria, but it's also a weakness and has caused a lot of political disruption in the past and infighting and civil wars. It's a very, very diverse country in the way we wouldn't really recognise in the UK. Yes, we've got Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. There's diversity there. But in Nigeria, it's much more diverse. You've got to remember that Nigeria as a country was drawn by a bunch of crusty white guys in the UK. It was their territory and they decided where the boundaries would be. They didn't consider the different tribal differences, different groups, ethnic groups of people. They just drew some straight lines on a map and everyone's had to kind of deal with that for the last 70 years. On a sort of more lighter note, socially, culturally, Nigeria is very famous for kind of two things. One is its football and its sport. They won the African Cup of Nations, which is like the European Cup, three times. They also have the second largest by output film industry in the world. So they produce more films than Hollywood, and they're only behind Bollywood. Their film industry's kind of not very originally called Nollywood, but it is big. It's big in Africa. Okay, so we've covered political importance, we've covered social and cultural importance, but the big one is economic importance. Why is Nigeria an important place? Well, economically, it is becoming a huge, huge powerhouse. Nigeria is officially a newly emerging economy, an NEE, and most of that is driven from its oil. So being an NEE means that its economy is growing very fast. Every year they make more stuff, they sell more stuff, they make more money, but also they are diversifying. That means that every year there are more types of jobs, there's more employment opportunities, new businesses grow up. Their economy becomes more complex, whereas before it might have been more purely based on oil. Now there are more complex manufacturing that's going on, more service-based industries starting to crop up. So it's becoming a really big player. But oil still plays a massive role, and historically the main company that has worked with Nigeria to exploit its oil reserves have been Shell. Nigeria are a member of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, which is known as OPEC. So this includes Saudi Arabia and Venezuela and all the major oil producing countries. It's known as a cartel because effectively they meet to set prices and try to make as much money from everybody in the world as possible. And therefore, they have a huge impact on our day-to-day lives. So when your parents are in the car and they're complaining about the fact that the petrol and diesel prices have gone up again, that may well be because the people in power in Nigeria have sat down with all the other oil power barons around the world, like Saudi Arabia, and they've all agreed to stop producing as much oil as they were, which reduces the supply of oil in the world, which makes the price go up. So they do have quite a far-ranging reach. Economically, they are also important because they have one of the world's largest megacities in Lagos, which is in the south of the country, and contains many slums in the same way that Mumbai does. You know, Mumbai has Dharavi as its slum. Well, Lagos has Makoko, which is equally as horrific as anything that you've seen in Dharavi. But nevertheless, there's a huge informal economy there. You are getting incredibly cheap labour and therefore mass-produced goods that are very cheap, and find their way, are increasingly finding their way internationally to countries such as our own. I mean, they're nowhere near somewhere like China, but Nigeria is seen as maybe a future factory of the world, effectively. Most of their economy is still dependent on the primary sector. So we've talked about oil and oil exploration, but the other sector is agriculture. They are a huge producer of food, and that makes them really important regionally. African states have been known to suffer from war and famine if the weather hasn't been good and the harvest has been poor. So Nigeria plays an important role, because if they produce a huge amount of food and their neighbours, particularly the ones to the north that are bordering the Saharan Desert, like Chad and Mali, go through a disaster, Nigeria are in a position to potentially export food to them in order to try and relieve those kind of humanitarian disaster situations. But aside from that, it produces them a huge amount of money. The final point to make economically is that countries around the world, the kind of more advanced NEEs and the HICs like the UK, are investing huge amounts in Nigeria. China, you will be unsurprised to know, are spending a huge amount of money in Nigeria building things like power plants and new roads. And all that infrastructure they're building, they're hoping to get money returns on that. They're also hoping to get hold of maybe some of Nigeria's natural resources for their own manufacturing back in China. And as Nigeria grows and Nigerian people become more wealthy, it becomes a massive, massive market for big transnational corporations in HICs to sell their products there and grow their businesses. So everyone's quite interested in Nigeria. It's still politically a bit unstable. It's still a dangerous place and a confusing place to do business. But as it develops, as it becomes a more civilized place to live and work and do business, more and more big companies, more and more countries will want to invest, and therefore it will only continue to grow economically so long as politically it's really, really stable and the government doesn't fall into some kind of civil war. So we've covered those kind of three key areas: political, social, economic importance. It is important environmentally, although there's maybe less to say here. They are tropical in the very south of the country, and they are basically border the Saharan Desert to the north. The very far north is an area called the Sahel, which is basically sort of semi-desert. And they're part of a cross-African project to try and plant 1 billion trees in order to try and halt the spread of the Saharan Desert through the process of desertification. So they play an important role in environmental protection as well. And because there are so many people, and those people in many cases are poor, they do tend to exploit the environment without, you know, consideration for the future. They unsustainably exploit the environment. So Nigeria, you know, and its people will play an important role in kind of the damage they do environmentally to that region. So why am I telling you all of this? Why do you need to know it? Well, in the spec, the specification that AQA providers, they say that it's important that you know why Nigeria is an important place. And you need to know that from a global point of view, why they're important internationally, but also why they're important to the region and to Africa. And so hopefully what I've been telling you will help. Now, I would also suggest looking in the textbook and maybe getting some facts and figures to add to any notes or cue cards that you're making. So the pages I would recommend you read are pages 218 to 223 in the textbook. And from there, I'd maybe pick out four key facts that you could use in an exam. So it's key to understand its importance globally, but also regionally. You also need to understand how it links to the world in terms of its economy. What links do they have to the world? How are they politically linked to the world? How does their culture affect the world? those kind of aspects are also expected from you. So having listened to everything that I've said, maybe taking the time to have a look at the textbook, the question that I think in a couple of days' time you should try and answer is the following. Explain how the political and cultural aspects of an NEE or LIC country you studied has affected its development. That is likely to be maximum 6-mark question. It's not an evaluative question, so you don't need a balance as such. You just need to be picking out how some of the political aspects, features of Nigeria, and how some of the weird and unique cultural aspects of Nigeria has affected its development, both positively and in some ways negatively. So I guess in that sense, there would be some kind of balance in your answer. You're probably looking at two key paragraphs, one paragraph focused politically and one paragraph focused culturally. If you write out an answer and you want some feedback on that answer, all you need to do is drop it into me live in a hard paper copy, or alternatively, you can add it onto Google Classroom or just email it to me and I'll have a look at it. It's always best to come and see me, because wherever possible, I'll sit down and mark it with you, and then I can give you that live feedback, and that's, you know, invaluable really. Good luck with it, and in a few days' time, I'll pick another part of the specification and I'll do another podcast on that. I hope you enjoyed it.